One of my favorite Divrei Torah, probably in all of Sefer Bereishis, is found this week's Parsha. I love to share it and hopefully experience this holy Torah from the Netziv. Such a beautiful Yisod. And we read this pasuk over and over again, and you're probably just like, okay, very nice. But the Netziv gives an incredible idea. The pasuk says in Perches, pasuk Tes in this week's Parsha, V'lo matza hayona manoach, the dove had nowhere to rest, l'kaf ragla. Right, Noach sends the dove out to go find a place to bring a flower back, whatever. He sends out, Noach sends out his arm to be able to bring it, the dove back in. And says the pasuk, he brings her or it back into to him, to the ark, to the teva. El ha-teva, says in its teva, is very extra. It's extraneous. What's the point of el ha-teva? Just say, he brought him back, or he brought back it. El HaTeva, what's going on over here? And it says such a beautiful idea, and I think it applies to our Avodas Hashem as well. And it explains and says that the dove felt so bad that its sender sent him out to go get something, and he came back with nothing. He came back with no results. He came back with zero, nothing in his beak, nothing. He had zero, and he felt bad. And Noach saw that. Noach had that sensitivity. You know, Chazal say that Noach was so careful to be able to be kind and sensitive to the animals, except for that one lion that got at him. At the end of the day, Noach saw that. Listen to this lashon of the Netziv. V'hainu mishim shelo hayama befiel lahashiv kimosh ha'isa milomedes. At the end of the day, the dove felt embarrassed. Kisvur shelo yaniach adonel hashiv reikam. He knew that his master, that Noach, sent him out to bring some results in. He don't win the championship. It's a failed season. It's a failed season. Yankees, you could have a great season. You don't win the championship, it's over. Alkein amda b'tzadi ha-teva. It stayed on the outside of the ark, on the outside of the teva. V'lo shava lemkoma ad ayishlach yado ve'ikachay elav. Until Noach saw, it was waiting on the deck. Waiting on the deck for Noach to be able to bring him back in. Because he didn't have anything in his beak. And then the Noach was able to show him. And the Netziv ends with such a beautiful lashon. It's very important it's very appropriate to be sensitive and to have a compassion over the bird and over the dove. In the Kodesh Gemara in Bava Kama, it says that even though sometimes the shlichus wasn't done, but if the effort was done, if you tried and you did your best and you know you did your 100%, it's not about the results. It's just not. And that's what the Netziv says. It adds that in those words, the words of El HaTeva, to show that it wasn't about the results. And I think we could apply that to ourselves as well. The Chavetz Chaim very famously writes in Parshat Bechukosai, when it comes to Imuchosai Teilechu, Rashi says, Shetiyo Meilam Torah. You should work hard in Torah. Hashem's not going to ask us, were you successful in Torah? He's going to ask us if you tried. And the Chavetz Chaim gives the mashal of the shoemaker. If you give in your shoes, I don't know if they have these nowadays, but you know, back in the day, you're giving your shoes. You expect the product to be done. If the product's not done, you're not going to give him. Okay, he tried to fix the shoes, but it's not the same thing in Avodas Hashem. It's not the same thing with learning. We do our best. We put our best foot forward. Then the Rabbeinu Hashem will see. He knows at the end of the day, with someone who's faking it or someone who's doing their best. At the end of the day, there's no mute button to talk. Let's join us for tonight. There's no mute button for the Rabbeinu Hashem. He says, you didn't get the results in. You didn't get 100 on your test. It's over. That's not the Yisod. The Yisod by the Rabbeinu Hashem is putting your effort, putting your best foot forward. And that's exactly the lesson we learned from the Yonah. Noach saw the Yonah was chilling on the side. He was waiting because he felt bad. And Noach teaches the Yonah and teaches us that at the end of the day, it's not about the results. It's about putting your all in, but doing your best. And having your best foot forward.